I welcome everyone to this call. We are 2 minutes over the hour, but I think we should try to go through the agenda. I don't know whether there are anyone. Can people that are on the call and not be in Adobe Connect please make themselves noted?
I'm logging into Adobe Connect as we speak. It's Joe.
Thank you, Joe. So what I see are the ICG members, Kavus Arashte, Demigetcho, Hartmut Blaser, Russ Housley, Narelle Clark, Manel Ismail, Jean-Jacques Subrenat, Alyssa Cooper, Daniel Karenberg, Milton Miller, Yari Arco, Jean-Dur Ferreira de Santos, Patrick Feltrum, James Vladel, Keith Davidson, John Nevett, Russ Mundy, Lynn Sandemore, Youssef Aladef, Michael Niebel, and we have as liaisons Elise Gerich, and we have apologies from Martin Boyle, Kuwei Wu. We also have Alan Barrett, and from the Secretariat, Jennifer Chung, Shirley Haristia, and Janis Lee, and from ICANN, Mike Brennan. Did I miss anyone? I also got a side note that Mohammed is going to join us, and we might have other people that are on their way in. Lajuan Lehman just joined. Welcome. So let's check at the end of the call that we get everyone correct. So next item on the agenda, review our last meeting action items. So here are the action items on so here are the outstanding action items, and I think that we should really try to close as many action items as we can, because as we all know, when we start to get more data from the CCWG names, and also an increased need for synchronization with CCWG on accountability, I think it's important that we have as clean table as possible, just like at home. So let's look at these action items and take them one by one. Action item one from ICG call number 12. Alyssa Cooper and the ICG chairs to coordinate with Ismail to draft an explanatory text to be published. This is something that we have been dragging on for quite some time. Lynn and Manal has been working on this, and I ask whether anyone do have any outstanding issues with the text that is posted as it is of today. I think that every time we bring this up, someone finds a small detail that they would like to get changed. I think it's really important that we try to move this forward, and I'm very close to be prepared of actually calling consensus in this document, just because the new things are popping up all the time, and we need to be able to find the text be good enough to be able to move forward. So I ask if anyone have any issues with that one. And I would like to ask the Secretariat to show timeline version 8, please, while people are thinking about what to do. I can also say that Lynn and Manal has been working quite hard to be able to try to collect all the issues from people and we chairs together with the editors do feel confident that this is probably something that we can or should be able to find the consensus on. I see Daniel and Keith in the chat room say that we are think that we do have consensus. See, I don't see anyone that would like to speak. I see a lot of people are supporting. So let me, by the supporting voices from Keith, Daniel, Demi, Jean-Jacques, James, Keith from CCNSO, Jerry, Narelle, Russ, okay, Milton have an issue here. Should it be March 2014 update or March 2015 update? I presume this should be a March 2015 update, or as it is now, April 2015. Good catch, Milton. Okay, I hereby declare consensus on this document with the change from 2014 from March 2014 to April 2015. So can we go back to the action items, please? Thank you. So action item number 2 from ICG call number 12. ICG to discuss and call for volunteer pen holder on the internal CD mailing list to consolidate information collected during the assessment process of the operation community's proposals in an ICD report that can be published together with the final proposal. This is something which we have not moved forward on. No one has stepped forward on the other end. We as chairs have not pushed anyone either. Yet we don't really see any real need for that now, but there's something that we probably need to have some individuals that can help with this. Arashte Kavus, please.
Yes, good morning. Yeah. Final proposal, you mean the proposal of the three communities or still you're talking about proposal of two communities? Just the question for clarification that I was not with some of your meetings. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We talk about the three proposals. With the final proposal, we'll talk about the proposal that we are delivering together with the final proposal. That said, I think it is important, speaking as one of the co-chairs without synchronizing with anyone else, I think it's important that we also do not miss any early comments that are coming in. So we should actually try to find someone or a mechanism for catching these as soon as they start to come, whenever they start to come. My suggestion is that just because we don't have to pick someone yet, that we can discuss this later on this call or move this to the mailing list. Number 3,
okay.
Jean-Jacques, please.
Thank you, Patrick. This is Jean-Jacques. I had a question, Patrick. I suppose that the Secretariat would be following this and pointing out the comments as they come along, because if it's one of us as individual members of the ICG, we may or may not miss it. Can you give me an answer on that?
Yes. Excuse me. Yes. When we discussed this earlier, we do know that we do have Secretariat support. The Secretariat has already, as you've seen, tried to list all different questions that we raised on the ICG list from the two first proposals. That said, I think it's important for us in the ICG when we are doing our work that we do have ICG members that are token holders that tries to make sure that the Secretariat is catching everything. Just like you say, the Secretariat can help with the mechanical work, but we cannot delegate to the Secretariat the ultimate responsibility to have caught all the various issues. We as ICG members need to have that responsibility, and we need to find a way of doing that. But of course, we are volunteers, and we should get Secretariat help from the Secretariat. That was the goal as far as I remember from the discussion. Does that answer your question? Jean-Jacques?
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Patrick, for the explanation. In that case, I'm a volunteer to be one of those members of the ICG. Thank you.
Thank you very much for volunteering. Narelle?
Yes, hello. Narelle Clark for the record. I'm a little unclear on precisely what the task is, actually. It doesn't quite come across clearly enough for me in that action item. And I would be... I'm glad that you also got that clarification about the Secretariat support. Thank you, Jean-Jacques, for bringing that one up. So could you perhaps clarify the role a little bit more?
Well, first of all, the role ends up being exactly what we designed it to be. When we discussed be able to catch the various questions, we saw that when we were discussing the first two proposals that we were a little bit confused over what were just discussions among the ICG members and what were really questions that we asked for clarification, and ultimately, how did we find out which one of these questions or issues were the ones that we actually had to bring back to the operational communities without having individuals being responsible for ensuring that we actually are moving that forward, or people saying that they could actually help with this work. We felt that there were more or less only two ways we could do this. We continue to do it ad hoc. We could rely on us chairs to be able to do the work, but on the other hand, if it is the case that we have ICG members that could step forward and feel a little bit more responsible of actually trying to make sure that we are not missing any of these issues in the work that the Secretariat do, then that would be preferred.
Okay, so if I could just encapsulate that, it is simply an issues tracking and actions tracking role between the three operational communities and the ICG.
Yes.
Got it. Thank you. I'd be happy to give Jean-Jacques some support in that then. Thank you.
Thank you, Narelle. Caboose, please.
Yes. If I'm not mistaken, the proposal from CWDG is about to receive CWDG formally in June before ICANN 53. Does that date change?
No, that date is the date that the last date we got, and that is the date we have, yes.
Excuse me, the last date what?
The date, June 25, is the latest information we have from them.
The 25th of June is the latest information. So, and that is the first round that they received, and it needs to be carefully examined, right?
That is correct, yes. But on the other hand, the actual issues with the proposals on the ICG list, that is something that we already have some issues that we are discussing, as you see on action item number 3 on the ICG call number 12. So we already start to have issues that we are seeing on the two proposals that we have already received.
Okay, that does have two actions of the two communities that we have. Yes. Okay.
Because, Kavos, let me explain it this way. It would, of course, be much easier for us if it was the case that all proposals arrive at the same time. Now, when they didn't, as the co-chair, I'm a little bit nervous that there are some issues that we are, for example, now we are discussing some issues with the two first proposals, and then we might forget to look at the same issue for the third proposal, and vice versa, that we are not doing a coherent evaluation of the all three proposals just because we get them at different points in time. So that's why I think a tracking system or tracking issues like Narelle just explained is something that we need to come up with a way of doing in a way that is costing us as little overhead as possible.
If that task has not given to anybody, I think one of the co-chairs would make that track quite manageable in hand and report on the issue, not leave it on the air if someone else has not taken care of that yet.
Yep. Thank you very much, Arashte. Yes, ultimately Alyssa as the chair and Mohammed and myself as co-chairs are of course ultimately responsible to to ensure that whatever ICG call as consensus is something that we do have consensus for. So yes, that is absolutely true. Milton asked what we are tracking exactly, and first of all, I would like to move forward from this action item because it takes quite some time from the call. But what we are looking at is the tracking of issues that are brought up on the ICG report, and that we need to sort of close. If we take, for example, action item number 3, where we have some clarification questions from, for example, the protocol side. Alan has suggested on the community chat that whoever raises a question is best placed to say whether it's a formal question or to one of the communities or just an internal discussion. I think that is absolutely correct, but it's really important that is clarified if needed, because I expect that we on the ICG will have quite a lot of just plain discussion on the mailing list when the third proposal comes in from the third operation community. Anyway, I think we have two individuals that have said that they wanted to help. We have started an embryo of coming up with a process. It's a good discussion in the chat room. I'm not closing action item number 2, but we need to move forward. So action item number 3, Jari to provide further information, a diagram to the internal CG mailing list about the ITF's current overall internal accountability and oversight system related to the IANA interaction. Jari, do you have any comments on where you do think this item is? Because to some degree, I feel that some individuals on ICG are sort of talking across each other or something. So can you please say what you think this is?
Yes. And first, I'm sorry I haven't been able to complete this as planned. I was on my way until the ITF meeting and recovery thereof intervened. But indeed, this is further information or some illustration of the ITF mechanisms, and I do hope to complete this soon now that the ITF meeting is over.
Thank you very much. Alan?
Hello, Alan Barrett. I'd like to report that the CRISP team, working together with the RIR staff, have prepared a similar diagram for the numbers community. It's not quite ready yet. I expect to be able to share it within a few days.
Thank you very much for that information. Kavus?
Yes, thanks for both community. But with respect to IETF, we have two questions or two requests. One was the diagram showing the link between the two, between everybody before and after, and somebody says that it is not possible before and after, as well as this in a comparative way. And second, in the IETF, there was a question about the jurisdiction, which is now in very detailed discussion on CCWG in general term, but not for IETF in general term, what the jurisdiction is, jurisdiction in place, jurisdiction in person, jurisdiction in law to be governing, and I would like whether there has been some answer to that question. These are the two questions that was raised, one of them raised by me, the diagram, the other raised by many people. So I would like to know whether IETF has also prepared something. By the way, thanks very much for the time, but it seems to me, maybe I'm wrong, it takes too long time to reply to these questions. Thank you.
Jari?
Yes, I apologize for the long time that has been troublesome. We, of course, have a business to run or other things to do. From our perspective, these are illustrations that are useful for spreading information about what we are doing and how. But we also believe that the proposal as written is clear and complete. And I'm sorry, I actually did not fully understand the second part of your comment, Carlos. Maybe you could clarify.
The second part of my comment was jurisdiction. And there was no clear explanation about how the jurisdiction will continue or have been taken care. And as I mentioned, in CCWG, the topic of jurisdiction was a very sensitive topic, and they discussed various aspects of jurisdiction, the place of the jurisdiction, and the persons of the jurisdiction, and the law presiding the jurisdiction. So these are the things that associated to what extent you take some of that. But the jurisdiction question was raised not by me, by someone else in one of our physical meetings, and yet to be replied, if you kindly go back to some of those meetings. Thank you.
Yes, and I believe we discussed this in our Singapore meeting, and my understanding was at the time that they provided a sufficient answer. We explained what the situation is, and the final say in any disputes in the contractor agreements between ITF and ICANN is on the IAB, according to the RFC that was created, or the MOU that was created 15 years ago.
Okay, thank you very much. So we see that this is on its way. I also see that the CRISP team is also on its way working on this. Let me say that we have not closed action item number 3 from call number 12, but let me suggest that we are closing action item number 2 from ICG call number 13, which I see is overlapping. So we have only action item number 3 on call number 12 outstanding, which has to do with diagrams for the IETF, and we also understand that we will get one from the CRISP team. So action item number 4 from call number 12. So that is Alyssa to confirm with the ICG members on the internal CG mailing list that the ICG has completed step 2 of the finalization process for the protocol parameters and number proposals. That is something that that I understand, if I remember correctly. I'm sorry for not double-checking this. It's a little bit early in the morning here. But that was done, right?
So this is Alyssa. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. So I sent a mail, I guess, 5 or 6 weeks ago about this. There was one response, I think, from Cavus saying that he wanted more time, but that many weeks have passed since then, and that was the only response that I got. And I note that in the meantime, there hasn't been any, I don't think, really further discussion of the items in the finalization process. So I have sort of assumed that that it's done. But if anyone thinks it's not done, we should talk about that.
Thank you very much. That matches my recollection as well. Anyone would like to speak up, or can we call this to closure? In that case, let us close action item number 4 from ICG call number 12. So let's move over to the ICG call number 13. There is a question on approval of the February 25 conference call minutes. That was something that was pushed forward just because of some issues that was brought up. Is there anyone that still have issues with the February 25 call minutes? I saw discussion on the main list. I think it was Lynn that had some issues with that. This is early in the morning, not seeing whether the issues was related to these minutes or not. Alyssa?
Thanks, Patrick. This is Alyssa. I think we also still have outstanding the minutes from the face-to-face. So I just wanted to check on that. that we need to approve the minutes, both from the last, the February conference call and the face-to-face.
Yes, approval of the, we do have on the agenda for today a separate item on approval of the minutes of the previous calls.
Okay, sorry.
This is no problem. Maybe I am the one that mixed things up, so I'm I don't mind having people speaking up when I might make mistakes. Anyways, I think this is an outstanding action item because of the approval of the 25 February minutes didn't happen. So, Secretariat, can you please project or even speak up and explain the changes or outstanding issues with the February 25 teleconference call minutes?
Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer Chung, the Secretariat. The February 25 minutes, I don't recall any problems with them. They were approved, and they are just listed here as a complete set of action items for ICG Call 13. There are some outstanding minutes that need to be approved, and I can project that when you request that.
So I'm sorry, I didn't really understand what you meant here. Did you say that you did not see any issues with, you did not think if there were any issues of the February 25 minutes, or did you say that you did see any issues?
Sorry, Patrick, this is Jennifer King speaking for the record. I did not see any issues with the 25th February teleconference call minutes. It was listed on this projected document as a full set of action items.
Okay, thank you very much. Alyssa?
Sorry, well, that my hand was still up. I'll put it down.
Okay, Kavus?
Yes, the action item. You are not on item two yet, no?
No, item one.
Okay, you are on approval 25th February. Okay, I wait.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. So with that, if no one have any issues of the 25 February teleconference minutes, which was about 300,000 years ago, internet time, let's close action item number one. Done. Regarding action item number two, as I suggested earlier, I felt that action item number two, with the clarification from Kavus, was to be conflated with action item number three for ICG call number 12. Kavus.
Yes, action number two is talking about the internal mailing list, the IT overall internal accountability and oversight current. But at the meeting of Singapore, we talk about current, and the important for us is the future after the transition. And we wanted to have a most simplest or possible way to have a comparison between the issue, any issue in the current and in the transition. But I don't see anything about the transition. You're talking about current internal. Current internal, we have more or less a clear idea, but our problem was that what would be the accountability after transition, and compare that. What are the missing issue? Which item continue to have exactly the same accountability before and after, and which item would have different accountability before and after, even if it is very simple or very trivial? What are the differences? These are the things that was not clear from the first proposal, and it is that thing. Always talking of current and future to compare. Because in the current, we are not very much interested in the current. We are interested what will happen after transition. Thank you.
Yeah, yes, Kavus, that was, you mentioned this when we discussed action item number three. It was noted. So yes, I think I claim that we all understand what we would like to see here. But I let Jari speak up, please.
Yeah, I also thought that we had discussed that on the previous action item. But just to clarify, the accountability mechanisms that we have are not dependent on the ICANN. I mean, of course, it's useful that ICANN is more accountable, but we are not dependent on that. That's a fundamental design before and after transition.
Yep.
So from our perspective, the accountability stays the same.
So just
but
because I would like to...
Any improvement, of course.
Thank you, Yari. So just because I would like to move forward, let me suggest that the action item number 3 from ICG call number 12 ends up being Jerry Arco and Alan Barrett to provide further information diagram to the internal CG mailing list about the IETF and CRISP team current and future overall internal accountability and oversight system related to the AI interaction, because that is sort of what we have been talking about. And then we close action item number 2 from ICG call number 13.
I had a further explanation. If you read the preparatory work for CCWG and we see the hybrid course of action, they propose legal separation and functional separation. In any of these two, the relation between the created body with IETF is not the same. So how it has been addressed, how they could foresee that, what was the output of the CWG relating to the before transition and after transition with two different methods of work, legal separation and functional separation. There are two different models of transitions, responsibility, and the action item. So does anyone had a look to that to see really what we're talking about after transition reflects what is cooking by CCWG, even if it is not finally come to us? Thank you.
I think your concerns are noted. Let me suggest that just because we do have an open action item number 3 where both Yari and Alan has promised to come back with information we give them the ability to come back with us with the information, and then we can have a discussion on whether the information they bring up fulfills the request and interest from us. We do have minutes and recordings of these calls, so I think we don't have to wordsmith the action item itself, because I do envision that we will talk about their proposed, whatever they are bringing to us. Because as you also noted, and we also need to move forward, and we would like to have these responses. So it's actually good if they bring information to us, and then we can continue the discussion. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, yes, it's okay for me, provided that these two communities have a look to the preliminary output of the CWG. If they could do that, that would help us. Because the CWG finally comes to us about June, and then we have to know what they have prepared and what is the course of action for the transition after or post-transition, the responsibility of these two communities, because they are doing something else. So just with that proviso, I agree with you. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Daniel?
Yeah, I object to putting an onus on the two communities who have actually given us a response to take into account an unfinished process of a third community. I think that is not appropriate.
Dear Daniel, I start early morning to object. I never object to anybody. You are known as objecting everybody. There is no need to objection. You kindly give your point of view, saying that you don't believe that these two communities should even start to have anything which has not been completed. That is your idea and respect it. But don't object a few views of everyone at this early morning, at least in Europe. Be a little bit more kind, please. And I don't understand your logic that you do something totally, totally in isolation from the CCWG and the complete the proposal saying something which is not has any link with the CCWG. This would not be accepted by IANA. We need to have all together. Please, don't object so quickly. You are objecting every time that anyone opens the mind. Please, kindly be a little bit more collaborative. Thank you.
Please, everyone, I would like to get some order on the call here, because I thought that we had consensus on path forward, that we let Jerry and Alan to send information back to the ICG, and we continue the discussion when we do have that information from them. Daniel?
I fully agree with that. I didn't agree with the ICG asking the Alan and Yari to take into account an unfinished process while making those answers. I objected to that. And I don't think that we should do that.
We should ask them to. I stand with my suggestion as the chair of this call that we should let them bring back whatever they're bringing back, and we'll continue the discussion at that point in time. That is my proposal.
Patrick, please kindly note that if these two committees do not take or will not take, they should clearly mention that our proposal has not taken any action whatsoever of any incomplete work being done by CCWDD. They must have clearly mentioned that, sir. Without objecting to anything, they should understand. I'm not pushing them to do anything that they don't want to do. But they should mention that their proposal does not have any element of the CCWG. That's all.
I would like to ask your view, Cavus, is noted. It is minuted. I would like to ask people, including you, to please raise your hand before speaking and asking for your turn. I do understand and I appreciate that we do have interest and that we in the issues that we would like to have a good outcome of the discussions. So I thank you everyone for speaking up, regardless of whether you agree or disagree with each other. I'm a person that are not worried about getting a little bit heated discussions, because it's better if people speak up than if they keep their mouth shut. That said, I would like to move forward on this call. So your points are noted, Cavus, and I encourage people to please move forward. Yari.
Yes, I mean, no, I don't think there's any reason to get concerned or excited. I think we have this under control. What my plan is that we will provide additional illustration, that's what I would call it. I don't think there's any plan from either the RIR or IETF side, certainly at least, to change anything. We have made a design based on our community wishes, and that is what we are going forward with, and we look forward to working with CWG and CCWG, but I don't believe there's a need to coordinate things which are not something that we have to coordinate on in terms of like trying to align exactly or anything like that. So we are providing information. Hopefully that will be done soon, and I think we can move on.
Yep. Thank you very much. And regarding action item number 3 from call number 13, that we're going to continue to discuss the jurisdiction and other practicalities. That is something that I think that we should continue to do. And at the moment, we are both waiting for this data from JARI, and we also request the Secretariat, with the help of us chairs and whoever else can help, to find the actual to try to recap what we talked about regarding the jurisdiction and bring that back to the mailing list. So I'm not feeling that we need to discuss action item number 3. It's still open. So number ICG call number 13, action item number 4. What we do have is the first version of the issues that we have brought up that have been created by the Secretariat. We chairs do have a discussion with the Secretariat on merging the proposals and trying to come up with some other messaging or infographs. We don't have anything to report back on that issue yet. Mohammed, is there anything you would like to bring up here? Okay, I don't hear you. I didn't really prepare you on getting this on the spot, but I can just say that we chairs have not delivered on item number 4 yet. Caboose, please.
Yes, if you allow me, Patrick, on question, on item 3 on jurisdiction, have we considered to have a legal view from the legal firm about this jurisdiction that we are discussing? Some people among us, not myself, may be very, very competent, but usually in the issue of jurisdiction, we need to have a more clear and more thorough jurisdictional view on the issue. Have we considered that, or we believe that we know everything and we don't need any external information and no any legal view of anybody else outside the 13 member of the ICG? Thank you.
We have not made a decision on that, and I think we should still wait for the information that we get back from these communities, and then we can discuss the issue further. We need to be able to discuss the timeline. So action item number 3 on ICG call number 13 is still open. So that is the answer to your question. So with that, I find that we have closed a couple of action items. We have merged two of them. Can we please go back to the agenda? So we have, as was pointed out during the call, we do have a couple of other minutes to approve, but let's start with talking about the revised timeline. So what you see on the screen here are the is that we see here are the last couple of weeks the weeks of June 2015 where we know that the actual planning is that we will have our meeting on the Thursday and Wednesday of June 18 and 19. We do know, have been notified the last couple of days that the accountability, CZWG accountability, will have a meeting on the Friday of the 19th, which will be a collision with our working session. We co-chairs do have a discussion with the chairs of CZWG accountability on synchronizing the agenda for our two meetings so that we together with you individuals that participate in both processes, can get as much out of the meetings in plural as possible without ending up having any issues or maximizing the ability to work together. So there's something that we need to work on. Then we have the ICANN meeting itself, and on the 25th, we do know that the CCWG accountability and the CWG names will have working sessions. We do have a slot on before lunch on the Thursday, the 25th, where I have requested a room if it is the case that ICG members would like to sit down and talk about whatever is happening in the other rooms. I do understand that just because there's a collision, that people might want to listen in the other meetings that are ongoing before the actual proposal is delivered to us, but I'm not going to give up the room unless I hear that that ICG members don't want to be able to talk with each other about what is going on. So there is a room allocated, but it's not planned to be a meeting as we decide on the call. No decisions made. We decided that on the mailing list just because so many people are traveling home. Narelle.
Thank you for all that organisation. Patrick, yes, Narelle Clark for the record. You just said that the dates of our meeting is the Wednesday and the Thursday. That would be the 17th and the 18th?
Sorry, I misspoke. The meeting is on the 18th and 19th, Thursday,
Thank
Friday.
You.
Thank you very much. Yes. Yes, Milton, that's a relief. Otherwise, many of us would come late. So we have meeting on the 18th and 19th, Thursday and Friday. No change there. Alyssa.
Thanks, Patrick. This is Alyssa. So just to be clear, we are currently not planning to meet on the 25th. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. We are not thinking, we are not having a meeting on the 25th. I do, though, have a room booked if it is the case that people, ICG members on site, need a room to be able to talk or discuss or something. But I am prepared to cancel that request for a room. And I do hear over time less and less interest by ICG members to actually have any kind of meeting on the Thursday whatsoever.
Okay.
But if we give it up, we will not be able to get a room again if we need to.
Okay. Okay. And we have not yet started planning our meeting time after people return from Buenos Aires. Because obviously if you look at this and you see the delivery of the proposal on June 25th, then the immediate question is, okay, well, that's when we have a lot of work to do right after that. But we haven't sorted out any of those dates yet.
That is correct, and that is something that I hope that now when we have just summarized the Buenos Aires meetings, where we are meeting on the Thursday and Friday before, then we have a long week. We do get the proposal on the 25th, and the question is then what we are doing next. That is correct. Cavus?
Patrick, do you have or do we have planned to discuss the preliminary ideas from CWG, which is available, as I remember from the last exchange of email, sometimes before 25th of June. Do we discuss that? If the answer is yes, do we need to get some clarification from CWG when they are in place or not? Two questions. Thank you.
Yes. To answer your first question, no, we have not scheduled any formal interaction between the ICG and the and any of the two groups that have working sessions. In the discussions we have had with the other chairs, we have not decided on having such a meeting, partly because to some degree it could confuse the processes we have, just because we do have, for example, the liaisons in the form of you and Keith with the CCWG accountability. And it's also the case that we should be very careful on the ISG, from my perspective, to conflate information that we as ICG members might get in sessions together with the CWG names and CCWG accountability with the information that they are passing to us more formally, for example, in the form of CWG names as the response to the RFP. Daniel suggests that we should make a plan based on relative dates, just because, of course, the date June 25 might actually move forward. That is something that, of course, is a good idea. On the other hand, if it is the case that, for example, we think that we need to meet face-to-face between the two ICANN meetings, that is something that we need to be able to try to find a date for. And now we have 10 minutes more on the call. Milton, please.
Yes, there's a couple of points, and Keith just made one of them somewhat for me, which is that the process that the CWG will follow requires them to get the approval of their chartering organizations. So well before they hand the proposal to us, this proposal will be being reviewed by the supporting organizations and advisory committees in the NAMES community. So we will have some idea what is in it before it is formally approved by them. Not that we could do anything with that. And the same question kind of relates to this potential collision between the CWG meetings and our face-to-face meeting in Buenos Aires, particularly on the 18th, I'm not sure what the CWG is going to be doing, if it has actually succeeded in delivering the names proposal to the SOs and the ACs. The principal is just supposed to be sitting around and waiting for them to approve it or not, so I doubt if they'll be having serious meetings during that period. That's all.
Thank you very much. So first of all, maybe I said the wrong, it's the what I do know is that the CCWG accountability do have a meeting on Friday the 19th in Buenos Aires. So that is the real coalition that I know about. Regarding the call that we see on the agenda for CWG IANA on the 18th, and also, of course, on the rest of the calls between the 9th and the 18th, but the question is what they will discuss, maybe some feedback from the SOACs. I don't know. I sort of agree with you, but the coalition I talked about was the 19th for the accountability work. Caboos?
Yes, Patrick. Can you confirm that there will be no action on the works prepared by CWG IANA with ICG? We wait until the chartering organization look at that and feedback that, and then after we get to discuss that. That means there would be no chance in Buenos Aires to discuss anything relating to the CWG IANA, right or wrong?
What I hear from Keith, what I hear from Milton, and also saw from Keith, is an ability for us, just like the other SO and ACs, as it laid out in the calendar, to see the proposal that they have created as of June 8. And that gives an ability for us to read and discuss that, and also, of course, see the feedback that I've that potentially have come back from the ASO and ACs, which means that we can look at the proposal on the 18th and 19th. That is what I hear the proposal the proposal is from other members. I would like to hear more feedback from other ICG members on the ability for us to do work on the 18th and 19th based on the proposal that is delivered to the chartering organizations for CWG names. Alyssa?
Thanks, Patrick. This is Alyssa. That makes sense to me. I mean, I think it's in line with what we all said before, which is that we want to try to engage with the names proposal as much as we can, even if it's not quite complete. And so I think we should, you know, observe where it is when we get to the 18th and 19th, and if it has gone to the SOs and ACs, we should, you know, try to have as much substantive discussion as we can. We can't make decisions, but our process, you know, requires a good deal of analysis and isn't going to get done in 2 days anyway. So I think we should, you know, use our time wisely, evaluate it to the extent possible, not make any kind of final decisions or anything, but we should certainly, I think, start the analysis as soon as the proposal itself appears to be stable, even if it hasn't been approved by the SOs and ACs yet.
Yes, before we have a few people that raised their hands, let me remind people of the short time we have. We have five minutes to go. We have some minutes to approve. Let me remind people that quite a lot of work that we did in the early part of the review of the other two proposals responses from the operation communities consisted of pure mechanical, where we divided the documents, divided the issues, assigned token holders to do the review, and so there are a lot of mechanical work that we can do just by looking at the layout of the various proposals from the communities. Caboos, please.
Yes, Patrick, I see no difficulty if you have some preliminary idea about the activities of CWG IANA during the Buenos Aires meeting while they are there, to have some preliminary exchange of views. But if everybody rejects that, say that we should do absolutely nothing and waiting for the charting organization after the I-10/53, and then sometime between the 53 and 54 we get together, whether it is possible with CWG Ayana people or without. So I don't think that would be an efficient way of work. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I hear that the consensus is that we should take part of the proposals as delivered on June 8 or whenever it's delivered to the SONACs, but we should, of course, take into account that that is not what formally is delivered to us, and we should schedule and make actions accordingly. Wolf Ulrich.
Thanks, Patrick. Well, fully agree to that. My only question is, if I understood correctly, there will be no change during the ICANN meeting in Buenos Aires between the CWG and the ICG, so that's what I understood. And the question is whether we could have, so because if on the 18th and 19th we are going to discuss the first proposal, there may arise some questions according to our criteria we have. And I wonder whether we shouldn't forward those questions to the CWG or have an exchange at least to them before they deliver the official proposal. That's my question.
Thank you very much. I think it depends very much on what the actual questions are. I think that we all would like to have as few round trips as possible between us and the CWG names, just to decrease the amount of time and, if nothing else, calendar time. On the other hand, I think it's very, we should be very careful of asking questions based on preliminary data. So I would say that you raise a really good question. That is something that we need to take into account when we are looking at the preliminary data. There might be some things that we can bring up to them really quickly, and there might be some things that is wrong for us to bring up just because the data that we got is preliminary. So we need to be very careful there. Kavus, please.
Yes, Patrick, perhaps I was not clear or somebody doesn't listen to me. I am not raising the issue to be asked a question. I said that we understand what they are doing. That would facilitate the understanding of the very, very complex text that they have created. I don't know whether you have read it or not, but it is very, very complex. It is called clarification, not question. We don't raise questions. Some seeking some clarification, if possible. If everybody says impossible, we don't want to do that, then we raise the question and it takes time and further delays. Thank you.
Yes, Carlos, thank you very much. Yes, you point out the something that we're coming back to over and over again when we ask clarifications. And I think given how we have, I think the way we have been working with things with the two responses we have got so far is a very well working method where we do something that could be viewed as an escalation, where we first discuss things internally in the ICG, then we ask ICG members to clarify, and then we might ask for clarification from the operational community, and then we might ask questions. So I think the mechanism we have is working really, really well. I think it's unfortunate that we are, including myself, are using the wrong terminology, but I feel confident that we do know how to handle this in practice, and we just need to make sure that we are describing what we're doing and how we are doing things in a good way. And that's also one of the reasons why I, as the co-chair, really like the ability to, for example, have Narel and Jean-Jacques step up and try to help with the issue tracking. Cabos, please.
Yes, I see the insistence by the people that we don't do anything, but I still believe that it's quite useful. You refer to the two communities. These two communities are very working very well, and they work as quite entirely different from CWD. It was a straightforward. We didn't have many questions. Questions were just some sort of a little adjustment or understanding, but CWD is entirely a new process, entirely new process. There will be considerable clarification and question. But if you want to postpone that, don't do make any changes, but please put on a record that Kavus Araste, a member of the GAG, mentioned that it would be beneficial that we use this opportunity and exchange some views, even on informal way. Put it that in the record that I made, and the vice chair or co-chair objected to that. Put it that formally, and I don't want to disagree with everybody. Everybody is right. Thank you.
Yeah.
I put my point in the record that I said it is absolutely beneficial to have some preliminary exchange of view. It is very, very difficult process that CWG AANA preparing, and it was rejected by the co-chair. Thank you.
No, Caruso, you misunderstood me. It was not rejected by me as a co-chair and the chair of this call. It was the other way around. I said, yes, your proposal is something that I feel everyone share, that we should do as much work as we can on the preliminary. I see consensus on this call that we should do as much work as we as ICG can with the preliminary data that is delivered, for example, that is delivered from the CWG names to the charging organizations. What I did say was that what's also something that I hear you saying, which is another reason why we are agreeing, I hear that we're agreeing, that when we are deciding on what we need to have clarified, what we need to potentially ask questions, what we are raising as issues to discuss, then we need to take into account the fact that we have preliminary data and not the final response to the RFP. So I which was something I heard you say on the beginning, earlier, so I do not see that I am objecting, so I'm not going to add that to the minutes. Instead, I declare consensus on this call that we have consensus on the ICG that we should work with the preliminary data from the other two groups that are still working extremely hard. We should use as much of that data as possible, specifically what the CWG names can deliver on early June, hopefully June 8, according to their current timeline. Is that something that you can agree with, Cavus?
Yes, you refer to the two committee. I refer to the CWG, the AANA only. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So there are two more items I would like to discuss on this. First of all, I would like to ask whether people would like to have conference calls starting immediately the week after Buenos Aires, or if we should wait 2 weeks. Narelle is suggesting 2 days. Alyssa, please.
Thanks, Patrick. This is Alyssa. I think we definitely need a call the week after Buenos Aires, perhaps a long call. We might want to book a multi-hour call, and then if we need to, we can reschedule it, but it might be a good idea to reserve a large chunk of time in people's calendars. I would also say, just if we're running over time on this call, we can probably figure out some of these details on the list or on the next call as well.
Yep.
I know it's early, slash late for me, it's late here. So.
Yeah. Cavus?
Do we need to decide now or after the Buenos Aires meeting, maybe in some of the last sessions that we have, is it whether it would be 1 week or 2 weeks, but that's now. It depends on the discussion, it depends on the importance of the issue, and it depends on the priorities. So should we decide now or we should make some very provisional, but then subject to modification at Buenos Aires? This is just an offer to you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Cavus. We do not have to decide now, but as the co-chair and also the co-chair among us three that is dealing with the logistics, and I needed to get some indication of what I should work with the secretariat, and I will come back to the mailing list with a proposal of conference calls. I will work together with the co-chairs and secretariat to try to come up with a proposal of meetings after Buenos Aires. So with that, let's, Alyssa, please.
Sorry, my hand was up from before.
So with that, we are running over time. I appreciate that all of you that are still on the call are still on the call. We, as you see, we have some minutes for approval. I see that there are links. You see it on the, we have the February 6th minutes. version 4. We have the 7th February minutes, version 2, and we have the 11th of March minutes, version 3. The all the minutes are in the Dropbox. We have had some discussion on some of the minutes and created new versions the last couple of days. I have a question to you if you need more time or if we can approve all of these three. If someone would like to have more time on all three or one of them, please speak up now. I see Jean-Jacques thinking that we can approve them. Thank you very much. So as no one is speaking up, let me and Hartmut is also approving, and I get indication from maybe a few others. So anyways, so with that, let me call these minutes to be approved. Any other... okay, Jennifer's pointed out that there are red line sections in the minutes. Can you please clarify? That was something that I actually missed myself. I'm sorry for that. Jennifer, please speak up.
This is Jennifer Chung for the record. There are red line sections on the 6th February minutes, version 4. Those are edits from Milton and also Daniel that haven't been resolved. There are also red line sections in the 11th March minutes, version 3. Those are the edits from Mary that I have also added.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Given that there are red line sections, I think it was that was something I should have caught, because that is something that we, in that case, could not really bring up these minutes for approval. Then the red line sections should have been brought up for discussion. So I'm sorry for this. As the chair, I obviously have made a mistake in creation and discussion of the agenda for this call. So I see that we cannot approve these minutes yet. Or rather, you said, Jennifer, to repeat, there were red line section on the 7th of February and 11th of March. Is that correct?
This is Jennifer Chung. No, it's not correct. It is red line sections on the 6th of February, version 4, and also 11th March, version 3.
Okay. So let me then suggest that we are approving the minutes from February 7, minutes version 2, and we leave the other two for approval later on. So that's how we do it. So can you please, to the ICG mailing list, send information about these red line sections, and we hopefully can resolve these red line sections on the mailing list and approve them on the next call. So with that, let me ask if there is any other issues that people would like to have discussed. If there are no more issues, I would like the minutes from ICG, from me as the chair, and to congratulate Alyssa for coming back. We have, of course, missed you. At the same time, we have sort of been able to take care of ourselves. As you see, only slight issues, but if we didn't have any issues, you would not be as needed as you are. Congratulations to your daughter, and I hope that we will see you continue to see you active in the ICG. So thank you, and congratulations for your daughter.
Thanks. Happy to be back.
So with that, let me call this call to closure. Thank you very much, everyone, and see you in two weeks. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.